The FARC camp near the central Colombian town of Iconozo is home to 9 babies, and 5 rebel women here are pregnant. It is no exception. Across Colombia, camps are welcoming a baby boom. It's a stark contrast to all the years when Colombia's war, which claimed more than 220,000 lives, was raging. Patricia, a 31-year-old rebel, gave birth in August last year.
At the beginning, I was worried because I was pregnant and I didn't know what to do. Everything was uncertain. We were in talks with the government, but a peace deal hadn't yet been signed. So I was worried. I would have her and she would be taken away from me.
During the conflict, female rebels, who made up about a third of FARC fighters, were obliged to use birth control. Those who became pregnant had to leave their babies with family members or go through what happened to 29-year-old Noreidi.
Before, we had to have abortions. I had one voluntary abortion, and the other two weren't voluntary. Because of the war, you just couldn't have children, and if you did, you were maybe allowed to be with them for the first month, max, and then you had to send them to your family. Whereas now, it's different. We can raise them ourselves.
Noreidi has just given birth to a baby boy, whom she has named after a FARC commander. She rocks him to sleep in a hammock in her tented hut. After years of being expected to put the war before children, the restrictions on having children have been lifted and rebel couples are taking advantage. Gloria, who joined the FARC at age 14, is 3 months pregnant. Despite being nervous about motherhood and the future, she is determined to keep her baby.
The responsibility is much greater now. It's not the same as facing the future alone, knowing all the risks ahead. Even though there's people that want peace and support the peace agreements, there's many people who hate us. And having a baby, well, it'll face the same threats that we do.
Every day there is a maternity group in the camp led by FARC veteran Valentina Beltran to help new mothers like Gloria with the psychological and practical challenges of motherhood.
We are working with a view to education. We're training the camp's carers. They're both women and men. We're building a creche and creating allotments and a hen house. We're doing all this together, and our boys and girls will be a part of that process.
Attended by female and male rebels, the maternity group offers typical advice on a healthy diet during pregnancy, what happens during labor and birth, and how to look after and feed your baby once it is born. They also discuss how to remain true to their revolutionary ideals, which involves a redistribution of childminding between the two parents and other members of the camp.
We are in a time of transition to civilian life, which has allowed us to bring our children with us. Right now, they are our motivation.
Valentina spent close to a decade in prison on charges of rebellion. She was released last year when the peace deal was signed between the FARC rebels and the government. Like many others, the end of the conflict has allowed Valentina to satisfy her long-repressed desire to be a parent. She now has a baby girl, and for her and other former rebels, the stakes are now higher. They have to see peace succeed and the country get on board, not only for themselves, but for their children. For Radio France International, I'm Emily Wright in Bogota, Colombia.